Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Banff Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and with me tonight is my usual co-host, Mr. Walt Rebilliard. How you doing, Walt?
Yeah, sorry. I got caught up in the moment.
We're talking martial arts before the podcast started. And also returning to the podcast is Steve Kenson, RPG legend. How you doing, sir?
Very well, thanks. Glad to be back.
And glad to have you. And so let's jump right in. Accounts Great Power Kickstarter was hugely successful.
Yes. And the Kickstarter did very well. It wrapped up a little over a week ago, and actually it's almost close to two.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been busy behind the scenes with collecting playtest feedback from all the backers and incorporating that into the final draft of the book that I'm going to hand off to Daniel Solis to do the layout on.
Cool. Hey, can I ask what kind of changes came from the feedback, or is that a little too inside baseball?
Well, basically, it runs the gamut from people finding typos and just correcting things where I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that's just a error that needs to be corrected. To people giving me insight into how the book reads and ways in which I can convey ideas better. For example, one of the big things that people will notice that will be different in the final version of the book is the use of the stunt terminology is going to be a little different, because that terminology was tripping people up. And a lot of people were asking me, especially in playtest feedback, I see the same question, multiple times. Clearly that particular instance in the book is not clear enough. If multiple people have to say, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. So since I'm not going to be able to sit next to everybody who reads the book and say, see that? That's what I meant. I figured I would actually clarify it and try to make it a little more clear. So I'm gonna use the a different term for what I'm now calling extras that improve powers in a fixed kind of permanent fashion, and stunt is a term that's going to be used specifically just for things that you spend determination to do in play.
Oh,
so one is pretty much like a boost, and the other one is kind of like, your Hail Mary pass.
Yeah, I mean, you can do a stunt in order to gain an extra that you don't have temporarily, and that's part of what a section of the book was talking about. But the differentiation between a stunt and what was at the time called a permanent stunt was really not sufficient. So I used a different term. Hopefully it will make things a lot clearer, and folks will better grab where I was going in terms of using things, one thing to modify the powers and another thing that, kind of does it in play.
Now, will backers get to see the rewritten version before it goes into layout, or is it just going to layout at this point?
Well, I actually, somebody asked about that on the Kickstarter. What I will probably do is look to do a pre-release PDF after the layout rather than before, because I think that doing another round of feedback before the layout is going to actually run the risk. Well, we're working with a relatively small time frame for production on the one hand. And I also don't want to run the risk of introducing more errors into it. The more in my experience that you iterate a manuscript, the more you start running into the possibility of, did I change that? What version did I change that in? How many versions ago was that? Is this am I working on the current one? So I'd like to minimize that as much as I can. So what I'll probably do is, have Daniel do the initial layout, and before before any actual books are printed, has a pre-release PDF that folks can look over to give them a chance to spot any errors as far as, you know, typos or formatting problems, things like that. But that won't be so much a matter. That'll be more proofreading than a feedback phase, a playtest phase.
Send the minions to work.
Well, I hope we don't have to change Stark City again too much.
I don't think so. There are probably going to be a few minor refinements, but you guys, I'd be happy to take another pass by the Stark City characters and make sure they're all matching up with what I'm doing.
Oh, cool, cool. We do appreciate that. And hey, since we mentioned it, we're going to start releasing the text version of Stark City to backers last week of January, the
right
first,
on.
And then another chapter every 2 weeks, and then should start releasing the PDF laid out versions the last week of February. So yeah, we're currently on schedule. Things are getting done. We're Christopher Hurd is doing a great job proofreading right now, and
mm-hmm.
and working with him extensively. So that's going on.
Yeah, that's terrific. Chris actually did some great proofreading on Great Power as well. So he provided a lot of helpful feedback.
Chris is a proofreading machine. Yeah, I've been really impressed with his work.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely has a very precise eye.
Yeah. And in Inside Baseball, here we are praising a proofreader. And I'm sure the listeners are have
yes.
the socks on off.
Yes.
That,
well,
yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate because editors and proofreaders are really the unsung heroes of the publishing business because they make writers such as myself look really good.
Yeah.
By comparison, you know, because the very best editor's work is basically invisible. If the editor does his or her job really well, you know, people you very rarely see somebody read a piece of text and go, "Wow, this was very well edited."
Yeah.
You know, because you don't notice. You only notice when it's poorly edited, and you're like, "Wow, didn't anybody read this?"
When my previous career, I was working as a journalist, and we had a columnist who was just really terrible. His raw text was near, incomprehensible. But our
mm-hmm.
editor and proofreader made him look so good that you know, he had a career for years, and people loved him in the community because they didn't realize he wasn't writing his own crap. So
okay. that's kind of like in comics. You know, you can have a great writer and a great penciler, but you know, without those inks and colors to make it explode onto the page, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
just pretty much the same deal.
Yeah, well, you know, someone's got to play drums. Someone's got to play bass.
Not everybody can sing.
Yep, exactly. Not everybody can be Mick Jagger, and that's a good thing. Because, anyway, that train of thought's not going anywhere good. Let's plow ahead. Hey, justaddheroes@blogspot.com. Joe Bardalis just knocked out this really cool, how would you describe this, Steve, an accessory?
Yeah, I think accessory is a good way of putting it. He put out a set of cards that you can use during Icon's gameplay that basically provide different modifiers that are appropriately comic book themed and that you can use to give your character a different bonus with a particular action or situation. And they look like a lot of fun. I just saw them today myself, and they remind me a lot of the card play elements that I liked from games like Torg and some of the event stuff from the old Marvel Saga game. So,
yeah, this is really cool stuff. We'll put a link to it on the show notes, but and he's giving it away for free on his blog. So
yeah, absolutely, folks should definitely check it out. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really does. Okay, so hey, we covered Great Power. We talked about Stark City. We worked in a plug for Joe. I don't want to set a record for the shortest podcast in history, but is there anything else you want to cover?
Yeah, I mean, the things are moving ahead with all of the Great Power production stuff. Dan Hauser is hard at work on all the art, has been cranking out stuff for the Great Power Hero Pack. That's going to feature the backers' characters. So we're going to have, a lot of good stuff. Things are moving right along. So I'm looking forward to seeing it all come together.
And somehow Dan still finds time to work on Stark City, as well as he's appearing in the local production of Jekyll and Hyde this weekend.
Yeah, Dan's another one who's just a machine in terms of the stuff he puts out. He the other day mentioned on Facebook or something that he had been sick, and I had to, and like within 10 minutes of that, he sent me a finished piece of art, and I was like, Dan, why are you not resting? If you're sick, why are you still working? And he's like, oh yeah, this is no big deal, and, you know. So, you know, I'm just amazed at his endurance.
He puts the rest of us to shame. This is a fact. Oh, hey, Walt, you guys are doing something with Super, so do you want to mention that, or is that still under wraps for a little bit?
Oh, no, you know, that's fine. We got, I was overwhelmed with excitement. We got, this weekend we're going to be launching our quick start rules. Mm-hmm. So basically, pretty much like some of the other companies have done with just enough elements to play, a couple of NPCs and a fleshed out adventure. We're putting that together now. And then starting probably either late February or March, we're going to be trying to crowdfund a revised edition, brand new art, new layout, more text to expand things. So just like that happened with Great Power, there's a couple of elements in the book that are they're a little tweaky. It's, you know, it looks like it's laid out correctly and easy to understand, but then when you get into the meat of a game, it loses something in translation. So we're just going to be fleshing that out, and we already got the team together, had our first few meetings, and writing is in progress as we speak.
Oh, cool. If folks want to keep up with what's going on with Supers, where can they look on the web?
You can go to either hazardstudio.net, and we have all the links that are necessary for right there. Or you can go to my blog and check things out, which is hazardinc.blogspot.com. And we haven't posted in like the last month because we've all been going crazy trying to figure all this stuff out. Who knew that crowdfunding would be so time-consuming? Hint, wink, wink.
So your blog was Hazard Inc. with a C or a K?
With a K.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't find it then.
Yep. Okay. Hazardinc.blogspot.com, and then or hazardstudio.net, and you know, you can check out the you know, there's direct links to buy the current edition, as well as there's going to be some other stuff going up in the next few days, along with the quick start rules, which should be launching by either at the very latest Wednesday of next week.
Okay, cool. I just wondered, when you're referring to Supers, the role playing game, you have an exclamation mark in there. Do we need to say it Supers, or how do you guys say it when you know amongst yourselves?
Well, when we're when we're amongst ourselves, you know, we try and keep it as low key as possible, because you know, we don't want one of my partners, Andrew, is a big guy, and if he gets too excited, I'm afraid he's going to throw his laptop across the room.
You know, I've never met Andrew in person, but Andrew Collis, ladies and gentlemen, from Zenith Comics. But I know you're a big fella yourself. For some reason, I just pictured you and Andrew as Penn and Teller. I know it.
Actually, if you wanted to see what Andrew looks like, he's actually on IMDb.com. He's done some acting, and he's been in things like Eureka. But the thing that I like to email him constantly is a small video clip of in Punisher Warzone. The Punisher's walking up the stairs, and the elevator opens, and there's this guy just sitting down in an elevator, and he says in a very Irish accent something expletive, and then the Punisher blows his head off, and that's Andrew.
I had no idea.
So yeah, it's about three quarters of the way through the movie. So if you don't want to sit through the rest of it, that's something to watch.
Well, I've actually watched. I own Punisher Warzone. I'm moderately embarrassed to say I hadn't realized I had actually seen Andrew on film. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a very big dude, but you know, big heart to match, and you know, really passionate about what he does. So he's definitely a good addition, and with the crew that we've got put together, hopefully we'll put Supers back out and put the word back out about it and launch it like it should be, like it should have been done in the beginning.
Excellent. Sounds good. All right. Well, I think we're ready to wrap up. Steve, anything else you want to chime in on?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Cool. All right. Walt, we got you covered too.
Rock and roll.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, I guess we said we were going to mention this before. We're hoping to have Daniel Gallant online to give us an update on the character folio, and he couldn't make it, so all we can really say is it's happening.
It's happening. Yeah, it's in the works.
Okay, cool. All right, well, hey, folks, thanks for joining us. And Steve, Walt, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise.
And to our devoted listeners and angry creditors, thank you for listening again, and we'll catch you next time on the BAMF Podcast.